Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's always good to end the week with our friend David Lightman, the Washington, D.C. correspondent extraordinaire for McClatchy Newspapers.
Yay.
And Orioles fan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
We're good. The train's starting to come. We're going a little bit off the track, so we need you to bring us back.
So, well.
It may be, you know what? That may be too much to ask of any
person. I was going to say, when I tell you what's going on in Washington.
it's impossible.
You know, well, you worry about four-day weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Senate left yesterday around, I don't know, 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
and won't be back till September 9th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So let's skip the debates for now.
Yeah.
What stuck out to you in the week in Washington?
Ooh.
Yeah,
where do you start with this? Let me go in the weeds a little bit.
It's oh, boy.
Surprise you. No, I mean, we can talk about the debates and the budget deal and the trade problems, but here's what's under the radar. Last night, this Texas congressman, a guy named Will Hurd, Republican, only black Republican in Congress, said he's not running again. Go down the list of Republican congressmen who have said they're not going to run again for office. That, to me, is so telling about what's going on with that party. Because not just Hurd, but the woman who did the recruiting, Susan Brooks, isn't going to run.
Right.
Mike Conaway of Texas, who's headed the Agriculture Committee, isn't going to run. I mean, these are stalwarts of the party.
Right. Well, and isn't that part of what happened in 2018?
Yeah, but this is more dramatic. Because in 2018, they still thought they had a shot at running the place. Now, even though they only need to pick up, I think it's, 17 seats or 19 seats, whatever it is. These people are just bailing. And I don't know if it's because they don't want to run with Trump, or they see little hope for the party, or they don't want to be identified with the party. I'm telling you, there's a real under-the-radar trend here.
How much are people in the Republican Party, David, recoiling at Trump's Twitter war with the well-respected Elijah Cummings?
You know, quietly they are. I mean, Cummings is respected. He's a guy that people know they can work with. And, he's
been there forever.
Partisan bickering. But Congress is a club. I mean, who are we kidding? And to get things done, they have to work together.
Right.
And Cummings is not strident. Cummings is not,
he can be.
Do business with. No. And that's upsetting to a lot of people.
Well, they said one of the things that set Trump off was he was questioning, DHS, I think it was?
Yeah,
and that upset Trump. And so he kind of browbeat the guy a little bit, he being Cummings. Because when he does get righteous indignation going, he can be a force of nature.
Browbeat him a little bit. What would be a lot?
Yeah, he's still going this morning, ripping Baltimore and now I think he's bringing in other cities.
Hey, but here's the thing. I noticed, I got a thing this morning. I guess right now, on the Democratic side of the House, they now have, I believe, a majority of the caucus that would be for impeachment.
That's
Now, I'm thinking one of the guys that is not gone down for it is Joe Courtney. I don't think that John Larson has gone for it. And I'm just wondering, when these guys get home, and you have your little town hall, your meeting with all your, constituents, I just wonder if there's going to be a big push to, get rid of the guy.
You know, here's the problem. Do you want to get rid of the guy or do you want an impeachment inquiry? And they're two very
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, it's
they're two really different things, because one of the reasons you have a majority now is because it seems safe for a lot of Democrats to say, hey, we got all this evidence, Mueller's testified, let's at least look into this. Let's issue subpoenas. Let's investigate. And actually, they are conducting an impeachment inquiry. They don't call it that, but that's what's going on. So that's one thing, but if you take that same, whatever it is, 115, 120 Democrats who want an inquiry and say, do you want to actually convict the guy? That's a different matter, because that's a whole different can of worms. So I don't know. I think the Democrats are going to get a lot of heat over this in the next 5-6 weeks from their home.
Is there going to be a lot more heat, too, David, over the nomination of John Ratcliffe, the Republican from Texas, replace Dan Coats?
Oh, my goodness. It already started. I mean, you see, you know, there's accusations there that he's not telling the truth about his resume. What was it? He said he arrested 100 illegal immigrants or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, the question of whether the guy's even qualified. Apparently, he's not been overseas as a member of the Intelligence Committee. Yeah, you're going to hear more about this thing.
Was Coates planning to leave, or was he pushed out?
Oh.
You know, the rumors have been swirling about this guy for a year.
Right.
And, frankly, almost anybody in that administration that stands up to Trump, right.
There you go.
You know, we keep writing about Secretary of State Pompeo, who's sort of hinting he might go back to Kansas and run for the Senate.
Was he? Okay, I didn't know he was a Kansas.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Well, okay. I don't know. Joe, do you want to go back
to the let's go to the debates. What was your take from the 20-man and woman face-off in Motown?
Remember, I got to be careful here.
I know this. We understand that.
With that disclaimer, you listen to the buzz, particularly in Washington and on social media the next day, and it Biden held his own. He survived.
Right.
He didn't thrive. Kamala Harris, we cover California, and I'm telling you, we're doing a lot of reporting these days, truth squatting what she said. I mean, there's a record there that she needs to answer for. And Tulsi Gabbard, could be a reporter one day.
because she's not going to be president, might be a reporter.
The feeling was there was no clear winner second night.
Right.
Not at all. And again, Harris has a lot to answer for. The first night, Sanders Warren... You know, the buzz was they both came off well, but are they too far left? Are you handing the election to Trump? I don't know. I mean, I think it was Sanders who made the point that, you know, why doesn't the party just go out on a limb and pursue big ideas? Republicans do, right, with their tax cut and so forth. I don't know how much appeal that's going to have to center-left Democratic voters.
Well,
my educated guess is when all this is over, the polls will look pretty much the same.
Well, David, they do have big ideas. I mean, free college, pay off your college loans,
right.
Free health care, Medicare for all. I mean, you know, let's go big. But I do think that, and I think you would agree, having watched, well, I haven't seen 20 people since the Republican deal like 4 years ago.
I was only 17.
It's a mere 17.
But you all of a sudden were like 90 after watching all this. But anyway, you do have a piece, by the way, at McClatchy, D.C. on, you know, pretty soon you start to see people drop out, do you, David?
Yeah, I think. Well, first of all, they're going to be thinned out because the rules for participation are going to change for the next debate.
All right.
It's September 12th or something. Yeah, they got to have 2%, average of 2% in a couple polls, and they have to raise, I think it's 130,000 different donors.
Oof, nice.
Yeah, so far only 7 have met that threshold, and they expect maybe 3 or 4 more, but who knows?
Well, that would beat the, because I set the odds at 12.5 as the amount of people.
Yeah,
as the over-under for who'll be around for that next debate. So.
Yeah, they got to thin that field, because I think the public watches this stuff and comes away like their head's ready to explode.
Well, and to be fair, to give everybody time, they limit them to like a minute, 90 seconds. I mean, you can't explain anything in that amount of time.
No, and here's the other thing. Okay, Medicare for all, free college. Right? How are you going to pay for this stuff? I mean, I want to hear, and believe me, as reporters, we're trying. Tell us how you're going to pay for it. Don't just say, oh, yeah, well, tax the middle class. Exactly. What? How?
Well, no, right now it's not even the middle class. Now it's like, we'll just get the rich to pay more.
Yeah, always the rich.
But ultimately it comes down.
Yeah, but still, I mean, the cost of this stuff is astronomical.
Crazy.
Yeah, and right. I want to know more. The other thing is, you want to see him, how can I put this, Sanders, Warren one night, Harris, Biden the other. How about if Harris, Biden, Warren, et cetera, Sanders, all were together?
What a novel concept.
No.
Come on.
What
you
is
know,
it?
You know, had, dogs and cats living together. Come on. David.
Harris Biden show now twice.
Oh,
all right, we got to change
it's
this.
It's a summer replacement series, which kids don't understand.
Yeah,
David, great stuff as always. Thank you,
good
sir.
Good having you.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
right,
it.
As always. McClatchy, D.C.
Yeah.
You can read the work of his people. All right, and David, too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.